Hey, Daily Dosers, Chris here. Welcome to Monday, and not just Monday, welcome to this Easter week. We're going to do something a little different. In the past, we've always devoted the week before Easter to sort of the Passion Week, if you will. What happened in the last days of Jesus' life, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, to that Good Friday, to Easter morning. Because we've done that before in the Daily Dose, and it's still there, it's saved, you can go back and watch last year's, what we want to do is a little different. What we want to do is I'm going to walk you each day through basically just two chapters of the Bible, Mark chapter 9 and 10. And let me tell you why. Because in Mark chapter 11, Jesus has that big parade, that triumphant entry into Jerusalem, where everyone's waving their palm branches. They take their cloaks off and they lay it down. He comes riding in on a colt. And I want to back up two chapters. I want to look at the preparation he did with his disciples when he pulled them aside and said, let me tell you about what's about to happen. And let me tell you the lessons that you need to know before I take the cross. These are those famous and yet those most important last teachings. These are those famous last words with Jesus and his followers. And here's what you and I are going to wrestle with. You and I are going to find ourselves exactly where they were then. You and I are going to find ourselves face to face with this week, Jesus offering his disciples an upside down kingdom. What you thought life was about, it's going to be different. What you thought you were about, it's going to be different. What you thought greatness was about, it's going to be different. What about coming in first was about, it's going to be different. So I invite you to join me, and I will join you as long as you click on this every morning. We're starting today with a simple question that was never asked. We're in Mark chapter 9. Jesus had just gone up to the mountain where he was transfigured. And it's a big churchy word, a biblical word. His humanness paused for a second. The Bible said it's like the sun broke through his skin, like lightning shot out from him. Moses and Elijah, two of the greatest saints in the Old Testament, coming back representing Moses, the giver of the law, Elijah, the greatest of prophets. Basically, two representatives of the entire Old Testament showed up just to encourage Jesus on his way to Jerusalem. And Peter, James, and John get to witness this. They see not a miracle on the mountaintop. What happened out of Jesus wasn't a miracle. The miracle was Jesus set aside being God for these 30 years. The miracle was he walked as a human up to this point. There was a pause in his humanness, a pause in the miracle. And who Jesus really was, God himself, burst out. They come down the mountain. Jesus does a miracle. He heals a young boy. And now he knows it's time to tell you guys what the plan is. We're in Mark chapter 9, verse 30. Short reading today. They left that place and they passed through Galilee. And Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were going because he was teaching his disciples. And he said to them, the Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise. And I love how brief Mark puts this. Jesus takes them away from the crowd. They leave that area because Jesus wants his guys to get this. Famous last words. This is why we're heading to Jerusalem. I'm going to be betrayed. I'm going to be killed. And after 3 days, we'll all celebrate Easter. But the disciples did not understand what he meant. And they were afraid to ask him about it. Pause there for a second. We'll pick this story up tomorrow, but today, pause there. But the disciples didn't understand what he meant, and they were terrified to find out more. Why? Jesus specifically goes away from the crowd. Jesus specifically leaves an area where miraculous has happened, where people are coming to him. He wants them to learn. He wants them to get this. Jesus specifically brings them into a place where you can ask me anything. And now he's telling the full plan. Oh, up until 9 chapters, you've seen my miracles. You've seen my teaching. Now I'm telling you the plan of God, that his son is going to Jerusalem to die on a cross and to rise again. And they're terrified. They don't understand. And they're afraid to ask the question, why? And I ask, why? Because they're like you and they're like me. I want to follow Jesus. I want to follow Jesus for the crowds and the fanfare. I want to follow Jesus for the miracles. I want to follow Jesus for the blessings. I want to follow Jesus because when you're one of his disciples, man, you're on the in crowd. Good things are happening to you. I want to be blessed, but I'm going to stop at the cross and I don't want to ask any questions. Why? Because if they're following a guy who's going to be persecuted and killed, what does that mean for them? See, the disciples are all about getting a great life from Jesus. The disciples aren't about death yet from Jesus. And when you and I don't understand the reason for Jesus' death, you and I are going to wrestle with the need for our death. What is it I need to die to? What is it I need to give up? What is it, if I'm really going to be like Christ, is going to be taken from me because it will cost you something? Join me tomorrow and the next day and the next. And we're going to look at the cost. And we're going to look at famous last words. And we're going to look at our kingdom being turned upside down to more fit his than ours. Join me tomorrow.